So Simba, I want to talk about lifestyles and particularly
Like condoms?
no bitch. I want to talk about lifestyles. So people say that there's a gay lifestyle, and I'm here to say that there's no such thing as a gay lifestyle. There's not. Like a lifestyle is a fucking choice. People choose to be vegan, they don't choose to be fucking gay. That's you assuming that being gay is a choice. I don't choose to be gay every day. This shit that gay niggas like, right? Like some gay niggas like to vogue, and there's a voguing lifestyle. And forgive me, gays, I don't remember the name for it, another name for it. I think it's like house or some shit like that, right? And then there's some gays who like orgies, the fuck, like me, right? So, but there's no such thing as a gay lifestyle, right? So I like orgies, and then there's people like Jamaicans who like having fucking babies, like Jamaican men like having babies for fun. It's just shit that people like. But there's no gay lifestyle itself. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
But there are people who live lifestyles. Like you have a lifestyle that you live, and there's an actual name for it. It's an actual lifestyle. It's called
What do I do?
hypergamy.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Definitely. Definitely.
So for those who don't know what the fuck hypergamy is, because I didn't know what the shit was until she explained it to me, what is hypergamy?
All right, so I wish I would have looked at the definition before the show so I can give you the actual definition of it. But hypergamy is the very conscientious decision that one makes to date exclusively men with money who take care of them. I know girls who date guys that have money and they don't get a fucking dime. Like, that's a waste of time. He got money. If he's not passing it, it's like he don't have any money. He might as well be poor.
Most of the world.
So it's a certain kind of woman who her MO is to meet that guy who is super successful and is going to take care of her every beck and call on another level, not just paying your car note. No, I need you to buy the car. I need you to buy the home. I need you to buy the yacht. And that is what they look for. They look for that lavish lifestyle from the person that they're with. And I don't see anything wrong with it.
So how long have you been like in this lifestyle? Or how long have niggas been doing this shit for you?
Okay, so I haven't been with anybody exclusively in a really long time, and the last time I was in a relationship, it was definitely not hypergamy because he ain't have no money. Not like that. No, not like that. I remember seeing his pay stub one time, and he was making like $100 and something an hour. And at that point, I was like, "Oh my God, he's doing well." But that's because I hadn't been with somebody who was super successful at that. Who was super successful, but now that I've experienced super successful, it's hard to just go and date somebody that's making $100 and something an hour. Like, to the average woman, it's like, oh my God, but that's nothing because I need about $100 and something an hour in general.
That's a lot of fucking money. Do you know most of the people watching this shit right now is probably like, I'm settled on a fucking $100. Why do you feel like you need more than just somebody who's making $100 an hour?
Because
Like, why?
why? Because I've been spoiled. It's really sad. Nigeria has spoiled the mess out of me, and I appreciate it because you know what? When I speak to my black home girls, they're to me, black women are willing to settle for less. Whereas when I speak to my white homegirls, they're like, yeah, girl, oh my God, he has a 600-foot yacht and this, that, and a third. So when I say things to them, it's not foreign. But when I speak to my black homegirls, they're like, girl, you want the most. Yes, I do want the most and more. I do. I do. And not only that, but my first sugar daddy, who still pays my bills, he set the tone. He set the standard. And he's like, listen, I'm going to handle this for you. And I think that it would just be just normal for me to want better. So if he's giving me everything, the next person got to give me everything and then some. Period.
I'll feel you, but you know what I need? This is what I need from you.
He always needs something.
I need you to hit your sugar daddy up and be like, yo, like, I need you to get with a nigga named Brian. Because
no,
a nigga
no,
look
no,
cause a nigga
no.
look good.
No,
and you
that's
got a
not what we're
coin.
gonna do.
And
No,
why the fuck not?
no, that's not what we're gonna do. If you want to go, if you want to go get dick, go get your dick. You're not gonna run up on my dick. Sorry, not happening.
Oh wow! So
Oh wow! Oh wow!
A bitch is selfish.
I'm just not sharing no dick with no nigga that like dick.
No, because like, I feel like a lot of people are like very just like curious about like your fucking day to day and your fucking lifestyle, and I think a lot of niggas be like, oh well, she fucking this nigga, she fucking for money, she's a fucking prostitute. Would you consider it prostitution?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely not. I remember the idea of what prostitution was when I was a kid, and that was 42nd Street, you know? outside of 42nd Street, it was not Gun Hill Road, what was that? Hunts Point.
Yeah.
And then it's Backpage, and then there are all these other... I'm not that girl. Any guy, listen, I'm sorry. There are a lot of women who are willing to just go out there, put themselves out there, and meet guys who might be nice, he might be attractive, he might have a nice car, he might have muscles, he might be really cute, really nice eyebrows and eyelashes. I don't give a fuck about that. My guy can look like Cyclops, one eye, wheelchair, dyslexic, can't even fucking... Listen, I want to fuck with a nigga in a wheelchair so bad with a coin. Like, I don't care about those other things. Like, those vanity things don't do nothing for me. I give a fuck more about a guy understanding that it costs to fuck with a bitch like me. There are bitches that aren't like me that won't cost you a dime. Go see those girls. And I don't have any problem. Some of my girlfriends are those girls. It's just not me. I'm spoiled. Nigerians have spoiled me. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I'm spoiled. It's bad. No. They set the tone. They set the tone. And that's just the way it's going to be. So if that means that I need to only fuck with people in government who steal money, then fuck it. What?
So somebody you fuck with steal money, or we can't talk about
Let's
that?
Let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about
Let's
that.
Let's not do that. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Fuck so.
It's funny, so I feel like people would think that you fuck around a lot, because you know how you... So you was on the phone the other day, and you was like, well, you're a fucking slut. You said, I'm a slut, you're a hoe.
Yeah.
And you said that because I happen to just fuck a lot, and I should just be, you know, getting around and shit like
that. Yeah, like... my numbers might be high as far as how many guys I fucked, but as far as how many times I fucked, no. Because it costs... Okay, so... Way more people buy Michael Kors bags than they do Birkins.
True.
You know? Because of the cost factor. You know? If Birkins were the same price as Michael Kors, every bitch on the planet will have one. And it's the same kind of concept. If the pussy costs, it's not going to be used as much. But it's going to get used.
So you got that. You got that. Birkin pussy is what you're
talking about. I got that. Birkin.
All right, cool. I wouldn't say that. Oh.
You know I got bars.
No, you can't. Don't. I wouldn't say I got the Birkin pussy, right? But I got that Chanel cock. Not dick. Cock.
You know what I realized? Really, when I'm talking to white guys, I use the word cock. When I'm talking to black guys, I say dick.
No, that's so true. They be like, you wanna suck my fucking cock?
I'm like, yeah, I wanna suck your cock. When I'm talking to a black guy, I'm like, no, I wanna suck that dick.
You know, it's a difference. You know what's so crazy? And I know it's in the gay world specifically, but I think in the world in general, black people do not like the fucking word cock. It's like disgusting to a lot of black people. Like a lot of niggas I know hate the word cock, but like white people don't give a fuck about it.
Nah, you know what? To me, I feel like the same way I say, so I would say a white lady and I would say a black woman. I feel like to me, there's strength in the word woman. Lady is like a little flimsy thing. And that's how I feel about these white girls. Shout out to my white home girls, Erica, what's up? Megan, you know? But it's the same thing with dick and cock. Mm-hmm. To me, cock is some little small thing. Dick is like... Daddy, what's up? Like, that's a big dick. You can't be like, that's a big cock. No, that's a big dick, daddy.
Speaking of cock, so I'm gonna just fucking say this. So one time, like 2 years ago, I ended up going to like this fucking like bar. Like I was in a friends with my city, and it's a bar called the Cock, whatever. Da, 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 da.
A bar called the Cock?
It's literally called the Cock. They have like a rooster in the front, some gay shit, whatever, right? So I went there, but. I just went there, like, with my friends having drinks or whatever, right? So then we went downstairs. All it is a bunch of white dudes, like, naked, sucking dick and doing the craziest, weird shit. And you would think that I would like it. I was actually turned the fuck off and I just left.
Nah.
Why? Because I think it was all a bunch of, like, white dudes. And, you know, they'd be, like, weird and shit. I think if it was a bunch of black niggas, I would have been in, like, yo, give me this, man. Give me this.
Oh, wow. No, don't do that. Don't fucking do that.
Give me lit.
Don't do that.
But I had to, like... Get the fuck out of there because I wasn't with the shits. You feel me?
So it was like an orgy?
It was more than an orgy. It was like niggas sucking dick, niggas fucking, like just niggas.
I thought that's what an orgy was.
Yeah, but it was just like a weird orgy because it was just like white people.
And this was
white
people
do weird shit. No, this is in New York. This is like 2 years ago in New York. I don't know if places are still around and shit. They're probably going to get fucking shut down after I said this shit. But it was like the weird shit in the world. Niggas doing coke and shit because, you know, white people. So, shout out to white people. You feel me? But, like, it was just weird.
Yeah, I ain't about that life.
But, you want to hear something else funny?
What?
We didn't introduce ourselves in the last show.
Oh, shit.
We definitely didn't introduce ourselves in the last show.
Some people messaged me, they're like, girl, like, y'all wasn't going to say who you guys are. I was like, you should have known who the fuck I was. The fuck? Are you dumb? But for those of you who don't know who we are, first of all, we're cousins. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Do-do-do-do. Give me $5 million.
Oh.
Oh, you know I love a coin.
You love a coin.
I do. Okay, so I'm Simba, the beautiful, talented, international model, socialite, personal concierge. Yeah, that's me. I am... Today I'm 23. Yeah, today I'm 23. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Brooklyn. Parents are Trini, Nigerian by penetration. Oh. For real. Yeah, OD. Yeah, exactly. And just a fun spirited girl who I love to talk about sex. I love to fuck. I love niggas with coins. Like, just talking about it is making my mouth wet. Like, ooh. Ooh. And I love Nigerian men.
Your mouth is dripping.
And I love really big dicks.
Ooh.
Multilingual.
Oh. Are you really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, we're going to get into that. Ooh, we're going to talk about the fetishes with that. Yeah. What else? Well-traveled. Postgraduate degree. Yeah, don't do that, bitches. Uh-huh. 817 credit score. What's up? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And I own like 27 wigs, but I only wear the same three over and over. And
you're a bad bitch.
And I haven't had more than an 8-some.
Oh.
What's that?
I don't know if I had that or not.
So who the fuck are you now?
It's a secret. I'm Brian. AKA Brian Paul, call me whatever you want. My pronouns is he, him, daddy, because I'm daddy. I'm that nigga. And that's about it. I'm a sexy ass nigga from Brooklyn, right? And I'm with whatever. Fluid.
Not fluid, super gay.
Gay as fuck.
Straight gay. He's straight gay. Period.
With whatever. Get me lit.
Not fluid.
Get me
lit.
I wish
he would stop using that term.
Brian, get at me. At Brian Paul, W.
So that's who we are, and we decided to come together to give you guys just the ins on, you know, give you 100% honesty. You know, I'm tired of seeing these girls coming up with these podcasts and these shows or these Instagrams talking about sex, and they really have no sex. Like, bitch, if you ain't sucked 2 dicks, 3 dicks at one time, you ain't have no sex, baby girl. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. If you fuck your nigga and he's the only nigga you fucked in the past 5 years, baby girl, you haven't had any sex. For real, okay?
There's a lot of bitches listening right now who like, nah, I'm having sex. Even if it's with my nigga, we getting it the fuck in.
No, because it's just like, you know, there's so many flavors of ice cream. So many flavors. Everybody has their favorite, right? But if you look at the bitch that's 4,000 pounds, that bitch done ate all the fucking ice cream, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. Like, be the fat bitch in the room about what you do. Don't be the skinny bitch in the room talking about you the specialist. Baby girl, you ain't have enough dick to be able to call yourself a specialist.
Oh, so you're a dick specialist.
I'm dickology.
Dickologist.
No, I'm dickology.
Oh, you're the fucking course.
I'm the course, bitch.
You can fucking teach the course.
Period. The fuck?
You gonna fucking teach a dick sucking class. That's how she be spitting up in a dick, because a bitch can't suck a dick. She cannot suck a dick. Don't let her fool you.
Are you
she
dumb?
Can't suck a dick. Let me tell you something.
Clearly, he didn't watch the last episode. Fendi called in. Now let me set this record straight. Fendi's my peoples. We're friends. We never did anything. I saw his dick. It was way too fat and too thick. And, you know, sometimes I have my friends, A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list, E-list, F-list, whatever. And sometimes you just gotta play that friend role. I'm usually that friend role. I have my girlfriends. I let my girlfriends fuck all the celebrities and I just stay on the sidelines and I reap the reward. Sorry, girlfriends. So if you fuck somebody, yeah, that's you. But I say that to say, Fendi's my peoples. And he has a video of me sucking a dick because I had to shut him down one day. Like, he said some wild shit. And I was like, nigga, this is what I do. And he was like, So I sent him the video and he got it circulating. And it is circulating. And so if you see Fendi next time you see him, tell him to send you that video because I know how to suck some dick. This ain't no Black China shit. Like, this ain't no motherfucking, what's the white bitch in the, what's the white bitch with Bill Clinton sucking the dick under the office?
Monica Lewinsky?
This ain't no Monica Lewinsky, bitch.
What would you have done if you was Monica Lewinsky? Put this on Monica. Tell me this shit. What would you have done?
First of all, she's fat. Period. Okay, that's number one.
She's a bad bitch.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Because she did all of that. Listen, we all know her name because it was controversy. But at the end of the day, did she get a coin from that? I don't really think so. What I would have done was I would have recorded myself sucking that nigga's dick. And I would have made sure that he was sending a coin on the 1st and 15th of every month. That's what I would have did.
For how long?
For as long as I fucking wanted to.
Okay.
And then after that, I would have sold the video. What's up? Mm. That's how you make a coin, bitch. Bitches be wanting 15 minutes of fame. That 15 minutes go by so fast. Get your fucking money residual. What's up?
Get your money residual income.
Yes, that shit would have been on Pornhub.com making a coin, getting a check every single month.
Because Simba is not sucking nobody dick for free.
Period,
pool.
Period. Except.
Except who?
Well, I'm sucking a dick right now for free.
But that was quarantine dick.
Yeah, that's quarantine dick. And guess what? He was cut off. Well, he already knew his expiration date was the 1st, right? Mm-hmm. And we haven't fucked since. He went to Dominican Republic and enjoyed himself. He said he fucked one girl, but knowing him, he did. He fucked one bitch and he wifed the bitch up because that's the type of nigga he is. He want to wife a bitch up. Like, so I'm just a little stressed out, but I'm not really stressed out. I think it's just... I'm sorry. I know this is not on the topic for today, but I got to talk about this. Ladies, is it me or is it every time you're on your period or right after your period, you be wanting to fight or cry? That's me. Uh-huh. So right now, I'm in the crying stage. We was in the car just now and this nigga was annoyed with the conversation. But nigga, fuck you. This is not about you. When I'm on my period, after my period, I want to cry and I want to fight. I want to fight with a guy. I want him to say some wild shit to me. I want to cry. I want to just be like, babe, why are you doing this to me? And I can't get that because you only get that when you're in a relationship. And that shit is fucking stressful.
This is why I fuck with niggas because, like, they don't do this extra... Well, some of them do this extra shit, like... My ex in Atlanta right now kind of be just like mad and angry for no reason and playing around. But besides that, like that whole act of when I'm on my period shit and I have to be like extra fucking attentive and it's just annoying as shit. Just saying.
Anyway, so I tried to pull it out of him, but the guy I'm fucking with, he's not even that guy. Like he's so nice and I can't stand that shit. So I don't even know what I'm gonna do
with
this time.
And at the end of the day, probably because you're not really his girl, so he probably like, oh, fuck that. No?
Were you feeling that when you heard the conversation?
True.
All right, thank you very much. My niggas be on me.
My nigga was like, baby, what's wrong?
Yes, I'm sorry. Listen, client or boyfriend or fake boyfriend, my niggas be on me. And part of the reason why my niggas be on me is, first of all, I keep everything so official. Except when I want to fight or cry because I got to make up shit. But other than that, I keep shit so official that I feel like niggas be feeling like I'm a breath of fresh air. Because I give them what they don't get. Bitches be lying every day about nothing. Bitches be making up shit. Like, bitch, just be yourself. Like, I'm gonna go see my nigga in London. And when I'm in London, I'm gonna go check another nigga. And he's gonna know. Because I run my shit the way I run my shit. And I feel like honesty is the best policy. And I'm gonna be like, babe, you know, I fucks with you. Everything is cool. But I'm gonna go run and get this coin real quick. And he gonna be like, tape it. I'm be like, done.
That's some freaky shit. I kind of like that.
He asked me for a video the other day. He goes, babe. He's like, what you been up to? I'm like, I really been doing nothing because of quarantine. He's like, you ain't got no new videos? Are you in? I'm like, no, daddy.
I can't see anybody who I'm like serious about or care about in any capacities that will actually care about you. I cannot see a video of you doing anything with anybody else. Like, period.
Well, that's because you're not really a freak like that.
No, I'm a freak, but if you do anything with anybody else, I have to be involved. Otherwise, I can't see you doing it by yourself with anybody else.
Okay, yeah, because you're not really a freak like that.
I'm a freak.
Not like that, though.
No, I'm a freak.
You're in my shot.
I'm a freak. I'm a freak freak. For real, for real, for real. But you know what we need to get into? We actually got another sponsor for today's episode.
Oh, we love the sponsors. So last week we had Amalachi that gave us some great food. And listen, I ate that food 2 days later because I'm a bachelorette for real in real mm-hmm. life. So my fridge only has water, mm-hmm. condiments, one bottle of Moscato, and leftovers and vegetables. You know, I got to eat my vegetables to keep this pussy wet.
Dry ass pussy. WAP. That's a WAP. Dry ass pussy WAP.
Dry ass pussy WAP. Exactly.
So I'm going to get into.
So yeah, because I love a snack. You already know. What we got? So who's the sponsor?
The sponsor is Sweet Moni's.
I heard about these.
Sweet Moni's Desserts. They're based in Brooklyn.
Can we get a plate? Because I want to put this out.
Can we get a plate?
All right, so right now, okay, so initially we're going to only feature, well, I think we're going to only do black-owned businesses. Fuck white people right now. It's Black History Year. What's up? So Sweet Moni's is a young black woman who is all about the sweets, of course. And somebody told me that the red velvet is a hit.
Nah.
So you already know. Okay, so let me tell you about me. I love sweets. I can eat this for the whole day and be mad that I gained 10 pounds. But that's between me and my body. Mind your fucking business. But somebody told me, okay, so when it comes to cupcakes and all these kind of things, I don't really do the ice thing too much because even though I like sweets, I don't want it to consume what I'm eating because I love flavor. And I love when I'm eating and I'm biting and I'm getting into it and the tongue and the teeth and the spit and the oral fixation. So what I like to do with my cupcakes is I take a little bit of the frosting off. A little bit.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, it's whipped.
Lick it one more time for them.
Mm-hmm. You gotta say, hey, boys.
Mm. Like to get into it? Oh, my God.
Okay. So, let me tell you guys what Sweet Moni sent us. She sent us a lot of stuff here. So, she has a party mix. I guess she sells these party mixes where you can make your own cupcakes, or like you and your family can make your cupcakes. She sent us in this basket, she sent us some chocolate chip cookies, she sent some Oreo stuffed chocolate cookies, she sent vanilla cupcakes, red velvet minis, white chocolate cruffles, and then
truffles.
She also
truffles.
No, yeah. It's cruffles. She calls them cruffles.
Oh, she calls it cruffles. Oh, I like
and then punch a creme, which she said specifically is for the holiday season, so you can order it online now. She said all of this outside of the cupcakes is shippable on sweetmonies.com, or you can check her out on at Sweet Moni's. And she's still sucking. Are you going to save me a cupcake or not?
One.
You going to save me one cupcake?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to bite a cookie and then I got to tell you something.
Oh, God.
So. All
right, well, I'm going
to
eat these last two cupcakes.
What task did you give me last week?
Don't suck no dick for free.
Fuck you. Okay. What task did you give me last week?
Don't suck no dick for free.
Again, fuck you. Now, wait, before I say that, you know people have like a weird food fetish where they like the sound of people eating? There's people who probably like love the sound of you sucking and munching on those cupcakes right now.
Let me tell you something about it. It's a restaurant in London called Grand Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
They have this honey cake. My pussy's getting wet thinking about that shit. When I tell you it is moist, soft, succulent, I wanna eat the cake and bite on a dick at the same time. When I tell you it's something about the cake and the consistency.
Yeah.
But it just does something to me in my mouth and it makes me feel so fucking good. And I can't wait to go to London to get it.
Anyway, so the task she gave me last week was to...
Wait, I'm sorry. Can I have this last red velvet?
Whatever.
It's only four.
Whatever. So the task she gave me last week was to use her toy. Can you show them the toy or the box of the toy?
Here we go. Let's get into this moment.
Yeah.
Fully branded. Like, let's really get into this. This is fully branded.
Can I finish my story?
No. Fully branded toy is a fleshlight. It is extremely fabulous. This is the actual toy. This is my name underneath it, because hello.
Okay.
And then we got my Instagram on this side, which is at Simba's Erotic. Mm-hmm. And then in the back, it is, wait, can we get a close up?
So you can see it via purchase.
Nobody asked you that, thank you. You can get into this photo right here of myself on the bottom. I'm so fucking cute. Where am I? There we go, I'm so cute right there. Mm-hmm. And this is the toy showing you how to use it, and that's the actual vagina. Yeah. So it's a mold of my vagina, the inside and out, and it's so pretty because in real life, this pussy is really pretty. So yeah, okay, now back to you.
Now ask me. If I used it. Actually, I used it.
Did you use the toy? No, for real. Did you use the toy?
No, I didn't. But, everyone, I have a substitute. So.
Substitute? This ain't school.
One of my brothers, a straight man, because most of my friends are honestly in real life straight. You know this?
Wait, straight, or like the straights that get their dicks off?
No, like fully straight.
Okay.
He used it. He bought it and he loved it. At least I think he loved it. But I'm going to call him right now. Like live right now, and you can even ask him what he thought about the toy.
And if he says some wild shit, I'm gonna slap the shit out of him.
You're not gonna see him to
I don't
see
give me. A fuck. I'll still slap the shit out of him.
So, it's ringing. We just put it by the mic so niggas hear.
They can hear it. You ain't gotta do all that.
Oh.
Just put the volume.
Yo.
Yo, bro, you're live on my podcast, and Simba got a question about the toy you purchased.
All right, cool. What's going on?
So first of all, thank you for purchasing my toy, which comes with a video call, and you didn't get your video call, and we'll talk about that at a later date and time because it's a nude video call. But before we get into all of that, can we talk about the toy?
Absolutely.
Okay. So first of all, did you like the packaging?
Absolutely. It's legit packaging.
Did you like my picture on the back of it?
Absolutely. I mean, you could have made it bigger.
Oh. I could have made it bigger. Okay, thank you for that.
Think about it, because you're going to give me the news. You're going to give me the live nude 101, but then I don't have that. I might have the box, so I need to just have something reference. So,
okay.
I'm gonna make it bigger for the consumer.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the constructive criticism. Okay, so secondly, did you think that the box and the man and like the production of it was like professional? Do you think, like, were you expecting it to be so amazing, or did you think it was going to be half-assed?
I expected it to be amazing based on the person that was marketing it, which was it came legit. Like,
you got a coin?
I didn't have termites or nothing like that.
Okay, but you got a coin? Way. I said, do you have a coin?
A coin?
Yeah, do you have a coin? Yes or no? Oh,
yeah,
you do. Okay. And clearly you got a baby, so that means that you must got a baby mama, which means that you don't have too much time for me, which I like. But anyway, back to the toy. So you like the packaging. Because it looked nice, but you think the picture could have been a little bigger. Okay, I'll definitely keep that into consideration. But the toy itself, first of all, is my pussy pretty, yes or no?
In fact, that's why I bought it. I saw y'all first podcast. I'm like, oh, I need that. Let's do it.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, yes, the pussy is pretty. It's my mold. And how did it feel? Tell the people how it felt. And you better not say nothing crazy, because my pussy's popping.
I got you. I'm not gonna hurt you. So this is real, like real talk right here. So it felt great. It was real. Like I got like the silicone patches as opposed to like the hard old school ones that you get off of Amazon. Like it felt real. Like you was almost there.
I was almost there. I like that. So wait a second. How long did it take for you to come?
It took me a while. That's my next video.
Oh, you one of those.
Right. So. It took me a little while, yo. It took me a little while. The cavity, I think, for your next line,
Make
the cavities a little deeper so it could swallow the dicks up, right?
Oh, swallow the dicks up. Okay.
Exactly. So that's the next line. And then your third line, you can have like a little compartment to put the lube in so when we're going in, it automatically comes down as opposed to us having to pull out
manually
the cavity.
The cavity. I like that.
And then, if you want to take it to the next level, your fourth line could have a little built-in G-spot so we could play with that shit a little bit. And then you probably click a button and make it a little vibrate a little bit, something like that.
Oh, you want to take the toy to the whole next level.
I mean, are you doing house visits? I don't think so. So let's see.
I am doing house visits. I'm really that girl, like in real life.
I know, but you know.
So wait. Question. He live in New York?
I will not disclose his location.
What you mean? I'm not asking where he live. I said, excuse me, do you live in New York? Because this motherfucker is just playing games.
I'm around 2020. Go on travel.
Oh.
He got a coin, like he said. He said he got a coin. She like a coin.
All right, so first of all,
I do have you on the phone, hold on. While I do have you on your phone, remember I was talking about the cavity and all that good stuff. You have your WhatsApp?
Yeah, I have my WhatsApp.
Can you open it real quick while you're on the phone?
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I was like referring to about the cavity, you know? Oh. You know, it's a great product.
Okay, so first of all, okay.
I had to stand up and pull it. That's a little bit of extra work that I don't want to do.
Okay.
You know? So I had to pull it so that I could go in. You know what I mean? So just something to look forward to for the next and the second and third line.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Your mouth got wet.
Well, you know how I was getting wet. Don't do that. Okay. So, all right. So, oh God, this is too much. All right. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you enjoy the first fleshlight you had? And then on a scale to 1 to 10, how did you enjoy my fleshlight?
I'm gonna go. The first one, I'll go 6.5.
Okay, 6.5 is good.
Yours, I'll go 10, hands down. And I'm looking forward to the next line and my new tutorial and all that good stuff.
Ooh, a 10.
I'm on to something.
I'm on to something. Not only that, but that pussy is black. Like, you ain't finding no black pussies on the fucking Amazon.
Like, think about it. It's all pink and not legit, not real. Like, that's not my life.
Yes, black exterior, pink interior. What's up? All
right, on that note.
Okay, so wait. Originally, this call was supposed to happen on my phone. So I'm glad I have your number because I didn't even know that you rushed at me. But so I'm happy that we are connected because we're going to connect on that video call. But you got to pay for that one. But we'll talk about that later.
Goodbye. I'll hit you later.
It comes with the purchase. If you already made the purchase, now you want to do it thereafter. You got to pay for that. The fuck? What you mean? No, what? You see, that's the difference between gay and straight.
The fuck? People should get what they pay for.
No, because he didn't even know that. So now it's just an added element. Wow. That once they're wet, they're ready to pay for. What the fuck is you talking about? Don't try to sell my pussy when I'm selling pussy.
Wow.
Make sure you get your pussy. www.simbaserotic.com. Let's get it popping. Bust it over,
real nigga. Okay. Yo, so we gotta talk about the election, actually.
You want some of this?
No. Okay. But Kamala Harris fucking won the election. I mean, Biden and Kamala.
Wait, who won?
Kamala.
You gotta pay for that.
I gotta pay for shit.
Nah, if you're gonna slap this ass, you're gonna put some money on it. For real.
Kamala Harris fucking won. Can I just say
First of all, I'm going to give a shout out to President Harris. Not Vice President. President, because you already know, black woman, we coming in. There's no room we're going to enter and allow somebody to take... What the fuck? First of all, everybody voted for Kamala. Joe, heard you cool, because I know some people in Delaware, they was like, yo, he's popping, he really gets it in, he's really like a black guy. But fuck all that shit. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Everybody voted for Kamala, period.
Kamala Harris won this election. And can I just say that, yo, I was actually in Philly this weekend when it got announced that Saturday. We had plans to go out that night. Let me tell you something. We were out on the streets partying from 9 to like 4 or 5 in the morning. Like, it was crazy. It literally felt like a dark cloud was just lifted and that we had like light again. Like, everybody was getting along. Everybody was free-spirited. Everybody was just happy.
Well, people were crying on the streets. Can I tell you where I was?
Where were you, Simba?
I was in New York in Soho.
Oh, what are you doing in Soho?
I was with the gays, honey.
And you had a grand.
And they were all like, bam. I'm getting to it. No, let me tell you something. The energy in New York was crazy. And let me tell you what I noticed. You know what I noticed? I noticed that people were excited, people were happy, but people were kind of like a little conscientious and a little apprehensive to be vocal with those they didn't know. Because remember, we're in a time and place where there are women that look like me that have voted for Trump. Like, bitch, I don't understand how. Like, them nigga naps in the back should be your daily reminder that you are not a Republican, period. But anyway, so what I was noticing was, so it's sort of like a girl power situation right now with this, with this win, right? And so women will pass by you, and I'm, you know, I'm a very intimidating black woman, like, and I really love that, and I feed off of that shit, FYI. So if you're ever in a room with me, yes, that's what I'm doing to you. That's number one. Number two, women would pass me, and then they would look, and then they would cautiously go, and I would be like, yes, bitch, rewind, what's up, Kamala for president, what up, and wet, open, all of a sudden, they go from Sarah to Sarita, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, ow, but no, it felt good, the energy was lifted, the weather was great, my pussy was sweating.
I swear to you, I feel like the weather, let me tell you something, the weather was popping from the day Joe Biden touched down and Kamala touched down with that fucking win up until later on in the week. Today, where it started raining, the moment Donald Trump made his first appearance, it started raining again. You know why? Because even God is tired of that nigga. Nobody wants Donald Trump around.
Well, what is this?
Punch of creme. The Sweet Moni's Punch of creme. It's hitting.
Nah, this shit.
Nah, Sweet Moni's. It is based in Brooklyn. Get it online at Sweet Moni's on Instagram, sweetmonies.com. She delivers that. She delivers everything outside of like cakes and like cupcakes. You get it delivered. So hit up Sweet Moni's.
Now, this is a hit.
Nah, but like that election, it was crazy.
Nah, I'm so happy. I feel like this is what we needed. Mm-hmm. We need the reunification. We need the positivity. Mm-hmm. We need the unity, the happiness, the smiles. With this nigga Trump in office, it was like a dark cloud. And Saturday, that cloud was lifted, and I'm so happy. So for everybody that came out and voted, you know what? Niggas, if you got proof that you voted, come on my website, order something, I'm going to give you 1% off.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now you know this nigga ain't never been to church.
Anyway. You still going to London tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to London to see Bae.
Why are you going to London, Timbo?
Because this guy that I like is in London, and he wanted me to come a few days ago. But I was on my period, so I was like, babe, I'm ovulating, so I'm not gonna come now. So now I'm officially ovulating and I'm gonna go see him.
What you gonna do there? You're ovulating, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna have sex, because it's the lockdown. London is locked down, like how we were locked down. Okay. I think between 10 and 6, you can do essential runs. After 6 p.m., you gotta be in house. 6 p.m. Nigga, it gets dark at 4, so we're gonna be, like, what are we gonna do besides have sex over and over
again? But why does it matter that you're ovulating?
Because a baby might happen.
Why do you want a baby, Simba?
Because I need a financial security for the rest of my life.
That's
and I ain't gonna lie, when I talk to him, I get butterflies in my stomach. Every time. And I've been talking to him for about 2 years now.
Is it him or is it...
No. It's definitely the fact that he got money, because you already know I'm that bitch in real life. Uh-huh. But I like him.
Ooh. So she might come back pregnant and I'll fucking kill her.
What? I'ma still be the same bitch. I'ma have I'ma have two nannies.
Pussy open.
Pussy
pregnant
wet.
And all.
Yes, and what still up? And still on OnlyFans for real in real life.
I told you niggas have those pregnant fetishes.
Hello.
They gonna be on it.
Titties gonna be mad juicy and jiggly. Oh.
Okay. So after our last podcast, I'm going back to like your hypergamy and lifestyles and shit like that. After our last podcast, a lot of girls actually hit me up. Ask me so much questions about your lifestyle, what you do, who you fucking did.
Because in their heads, they want to be sluts in real life.
Probably. So, guess what I did? You don't know this, but she doesn't know this, but I did it because I'm that nigga. Guess what I did?
you turned into a girl and decided to ask me a bunch of questions.
No, I had them send me questions, and I'm going to play it for you right now. You can answer their questions yourself.
Oh, my God.
Because the thing is, I didn't know how to fucking answer these questions. So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to have them send in questions with their voice.
I'm not going to ask you no dumb shit, though, because... You already know.
I actually don't know what to
do. I come for bitches.
I really didn't even listen. I didn't listen.
I come for bitches, though. So if a bitch come for me, I'm going to fucking come for her.
No, I didn't listen at all. So I'm going to play a question right now. Let's go up to question number one.
Hey, guys. So my question is to Simba. When did you realize that you had to start charging these men for sex? Like, did you have a bad experience? Like, did you have sex one day and it was like just trash and you just thought to yourself like, okay, this was a waste of time and it was free? Like, what made you decide to start charging men for sex?
First of all, she's a slut. And the end, like, she's a true slut. First of all, shout out to my sluts in the building. That's number one. All right, get the laugh out. Get it all the way out. Get it out.
You said it right. She's just like, she want to know how.
No, it's not even that. Like, that laugh on the end, she's like, her fucking finger was on her pussy just now. Anyway, so it's okay. So let's really clarify this, really and truly. I don't charge guys to fuck. I charge you to know me. I charge you to get to know me. I charge you for Zoom dates. I do Zoom dates for $300. Sorry. For $300 on Zoom. That started during quarantine. Mm-hmm. So I don't meet somebody and be like, oh, you want to fuck? No, it doesn't work that way. It's not prostitution. I want to be catered to in a certain way. How did this all start? I said this before in one of my YouTube videos, but... I went backpacking in Paris with my girlfriends, and I had my 3-piece Fendi luggage that came right the fuck back. This was years ago. Ooh, and I bust that shit out the other day. Niggas was like, ooh, where you get that from? The guy in Fendi. I was like, you wouldn't know about that because you're new to this. I'm true to this. Ooh. Anyway, so we went backpacking. It was a nice trip, and we ended the trip in the south of France, in Monaco. When we got to Monaco, there was this like yacht. It had to be I would say a 300 footer. It was big. And they were partying on this yacht and we were passing by and I was like, wow, this is really nice. And as we passed by, somebody goes, Destiny's Child, Destiny's Child. And in my head, I've always been Beyonce. Ooh. And I'm usually the darkest girl in my crew, but I'm always Beyonce. So you already know what that means. Anyway, so I look up, because Destiny's Child, that means me. I look up, and they're like, ah, and they're like waving. Mind you, there are not a lot of beautiful black queens in Monaco. Mm-hmm. So we're like a rare species. Anyway, long story short, they're like waving at us. The guy goes, wait, wait, wait. He looked like he definitely had a coin. He came down, the two of the other girls, and it was a bunch of other girls on there. Two of the girls came down with him, and he was like, hey, ladies, what are you guys doing? His English was really bad. He was from Russia. Come to find out, he was from Kazakhstan. And long story short, he invited us onto the yacht. We went to the yacht. We had dinner, drinks. It had like a whole bunch of bedrooms on there. It was like a really, really nice yacht. Really beautiful. We went up there. And he was like, why don't you guys stay? Why don't you guys stay? And we're like, oh, no, we're actually going to, because we were going to Saint-Tropez, because we were literally backpacking from France. I mean, from Paris. We went to Monaco we went to Nice. From Nice, we went to Monaco. From Monaco, we were going to Saint-Tropez. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why don't you guys stay? And I was like, stay? And like, no, we're leaving in 2 days. He goes, I'll give each of you 15,000. 15 for you, 15 for her, 15 for her. I was like, 15.
He was like, bitch, I'm staying.
I was like 15,000 what? Like, I was like, wait, what? He was like, 15,000 euros. I was like, oh, I looked at my girlfriends. And you know, my girlfriends are always looking at me for the, what are we going to do? And you already know. I mean, at that point, I wasn't a coin girl. I was a regular girl doing regular Uber shit. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, I was like, yeah, I want to stay. And they was like, if you want to stay, we want to stay. I was like, staying.
Period.
Before the end of the night, he gave us the money. We stayed on the yacht for 2 days, and it was fucking epic. And there were so many other girls. All of the girls were there, got paid to be there. Paid for your presence. Paid for your beauty. What does Kanye say? My presence is a present?
My presence is a present.
Kiss my ass. Period. My presence is a present. you better pass that motherfucking cash, period. So that's what it is. So that was the beginning of the monster that I am today.
And you are a monster. A big one.
Monster. Wait, what's the song? Monster. Sri Lanka? Whatever. Anyway. So that was the beginning of it. And that was it. And, you know, I just realized that bitches are getting paid to show up. So if I'm showing up, I need a fucking coin. Period.
Yeah.
Period. Now, if I decide to fuck, because I'm grown, baby. So if I decide to fuck, then I'm fucking. That's my business. But for me to show up, I need a coin. So it wasn't a bad experience. No, it was a wonderful experience that turned into now many other beautiful experiences. I'm not giving my time or energy for free. Sorry.
High five. Anyway, we don't have time for another question. So Sim is going to talk to you guys. I have another surprise for her. Just one more surprise.
What the fuck is this? Bitch, give me a surprise, a coin. Coin me a surprise.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Surprise is going to be like epic. She's going to love this shit. Say something to them. I don't know what. Say something. Anything.
I ain't going to lie. This is a hit. So first things first, guys. If you're going to be in London, hit me up. I'm actually going to be doing interviews in London when I get there to find out what the British people feel about the election. Because, you know, everybody's talking about Trump. Even though he's a fucking asshole, he is like the topic of conversation for everyone all over the world. So if you're in London, hit me up and let's do a thing.
I'm back.
First of all, you about to make me choke. First of all,
I'm back.
How did you get this? There's verification that comes with the purchase of this t-shirt.
I'm verified. I already told you.
Verified by who?
I'm verified.
Let me see.
You're not seeing my cock.
Oh, now you got a cock. Oh, wait. Exactly why he shouldn't be verified. Because we already made the distinction that if you got a cock, that shit is small.
I got a big dick. And I say this on camera. But anyway, so I'm wearing her big dick verification shirt.
It's cute though, I ain't gonna lie.
Right? And it fits me all well and shit, and it's all nice and cotton. So if you can only explain to the people how they can get this shirt, because I have a question for you.
Cute.
Explain to them how they can get the shirt.
Okay, so if you go on www.simbaserotics.com, which is my website, with all of my good little thingies, including this mug. You can purchase the Big Dick Verified, Big Dick Verified, and then turn around, spin around. No, have a seat.
Spin
around. You know, you're used to twirling around. Verified by Simba's Erotic. That's me. Ow. Yes. So this is how it works. You order the shirt online, and then you leave a telephone number where I can reach you, and I give you a nude video call to make sure that you are big dick verified.
Really quickly, if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, or Amazon Music, the shirt will be on our Instagram at Simba and Brian Paul, so you can check it out there. So just look on our Instagram if you're listening to us and you're not watching the video on YouTube.
And if you don't get verified, you don't get shit and you don't get your money back, because this is for big dicks only. So I'm about to take this shirt from him because I don't know if the dick is big. And I don't care if you're my fucking cousin. I want to see the fucking dick to make sure the shit is big, period.
She ain't verifying shit. I'm keeping the fucking shirt and I got it in black too, period.
How the fuck you got the shirt in black?
I got a question.
How'd you get the shirt in black?
I got the shirt in black because you gave me the shit.
I did not give you the fucking shirt.
It was in the box. I figured it was for me.
That's not giving it to you.
We can talk about that at a later date, like you like to say. So,
I'm Nigerian, so I know how to scam.
Like, so wait, listen. Fuck? Listen, because we don't have that much time and I need to get into this. What verifies a big dick? Because supposedly, I was reading the article and it said a vagina can only take 5 to 6 inches of cock. So what verifies a big dick? How do you verify something?
Listen, first of all, stop reading shit. You already know black pussy and black when white pussy is 2 different pussies. That's number one. This is just like the BMI, body mass index. They be like, oh, body mass index should be whatever percentage. Not for no black bitch. Like, the fuck? if you put the body mass index of somebody my age and you put the bitch next to me, she's gonna look like a fucking Somalian, okay? So don't be telling me about what you read, because that's for white pussies, not no black pussies. I done had dicks bigger than this fucking thing right here. Ooh. No lie, no exaggeration. Ooh. Can't put my fingers around it. So don't... You know I get angry when you talk about big dicks.
Did the whole thing fit inside?
Absolutely, and I took all of that shit. And I was like, listen, let me say something. Big dick for me is a challenge. Like, especially when a nigga be like, ah, bitches can't take this shit. Bitches can't get... First of all, you're paying double, first of all. Second of all, I'm going to swallow that shit. And then make you come back for more, because they always come back for more.
So a nigga with a tiny dick pay less?
No, he gotta pay triple.
The fuck? Because his dick's so
small. Yeah, because he wasted my fucking time. Exactly. Wow. I can't even feel you. I gotta do extra acting. And can't even fucking feel the shit. I've did that so many times.
Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is, for now, it's Cooking with Timber and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. We ain't cooking, but we chop it up. You feel me? You feel me? We ain't cooking, but we chop it up. Yeah. Eat your cupcake. Bite that shit.
We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. And go on www.simpleserotic.com. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye.